This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget to learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. They're separate divisions. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic email you get in your inbox once a week. Gives you a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent show's podcast. So if you missed part of today's show, you want to listen back as well, great way to stay current. Again, just head on over to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And joined this week by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. CJ, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. It is great to talk with you today. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Fall is here, definitely.
Yes. Now, Malia, are you the type that does a lot of decor for the seasons? I know you do the website stuff, but do you do at home?
Yeah, you know, September 1st, it comes out so that we get the full effect. Yes. But yesterday, with all the leaves falling off the trees, everybody is decorated outside
yes.
now.
Yes, exactly. We've got some great stuff to talk about this week. Important stuff when it comes to a future of Social Security, the future of benefit for your income. And, of course, we'll be talking about understanding how those benefits can coordinate with your spouse or ex-spouse. Some really interesting stuff ahead. You're going to want to pay particularly close attention for a number of reasons. One, the obvious, it's great information. We always have fun. The other is a fantastic opportunity to win a little something if you pay particularly close attention with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing one this week again as well. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods from our friends at Klaus Financial. Again, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's actually take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about, you know, individual business owners and what they need to be doing as far as planning ahead for their own retirements. And we had a lot of listeners who called in for a question, which was, if you are a business owner with no full-time employees, you could be putting away retirement dollars into a solo 401k. So what is the maximum contribution limit you can put away in those solo 401ks in 2022? Was it $6,000 or $61,000? And Paul of Fitchburg was the first one to call in with the correct answer, which was $61,000. So if you're a private business owner, think about the opportunities you have out there and start planning for your own retirement.
Really great conversation we had last week. As mentioned, you can always listen back to previous shows' podcasts at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also, another chance this week to win a fantastic prize. Again, that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods a little bit later on in the program. Well, since so many people are, you know, depend on their future Social Security benefit for income, the topic this week revolves around understanding how these benefits coordinate with your spouse or your ex-spouse, correct?
Yes. So this is a really important topic with kind of divorce rates or broken relationship rates at as high as they are. It's important for people to pause and say, hey, my ex-spouse, former deceased spouse, former relationship that I was a part of, do I have a future Social Security benefit that I need to be aware of? And as you'll learn from our discussion today, the answer is potentially yes. And it could potentially be something that you want to be planning for. So there's a really important area that everyone planning for retirement should understand before they just simply go, you know, sign up for their own benefit. So you need to understand your own specific benefit, of course, first. So we often have our clients reach out directly to Social Security regarding their situation. That could be going into a local office. That could be just calling them up. Although, mind you, if you call them up, you might be on hold for an hour. So you do have to plan appropriately in terms of time allocation, because Social Security offices are often overrun with the number of questions they get. But if you don't have a spouse, then it is more simple, or a spouse or a former spouse, then you can just simply go to ssa.gov and calculate your own Social Security benefit at your full retirement age. And then also, if you wanted to draw before full retirement age, you can look at what the reduction of benefit would be off your own record. But if you do have a spouse or an ex-spouse, there are several things to be aware of with regards to collecting Social Security benefits based on your spouse's record. A Social Security spousal benefit is available to current spouses, widowed spouses, and ex-spouses. Again, a Social Security spousal benefit, I know you all can't see me, but I'm using quotation markers with my fingers. A Social Security spousal benefit is available to current spouses, widowed spouses, and ex-spouses. So if anybody listening right now fits one of those three categories, pay special attention. So there's some eligibility rules for spousal benefits. Current spouses and ex-spouses, if you were married for over 10 years and did not remarry prior to age 60, both of those have eligibility for spousal benefits. So again, current spouses and ex-spouses, if you were married for over 10 years and did not remarry prior to age 60, both have eligibility for spousal benefits. Second kind of rule to be aware of is you must be age 62 to file for or receive a spousal benefit. Okay, you must be. So this is the recipient of the spousal benefit. You must be age 62 to file for or receive a spousal benefit. I should say you must be at least age 62. Third thing to be aware of is you are not eligible to receive a spousal benefit until your spouse files for their own benefit. Now pay special attention here. This is if you are currently married. So you are not eligible to receive a spousal benefit until your current spouse files for their own benefit first. Hmm. However, different rules apply for ex-spouses. You can receive a spousal benefit based on an ex-spouse's record, even if your ex-spouse has not filed for his or her own benefit. But your ex must be age 62 or older. Okay, so remember that. If you're currently married, they have to have filed for you to receive a spousal benefit. If you're not currently married, it's an ex-spouse, then they don't have to file, but they must be 62 or older. And here's one final note about all of this. I realize it's a difficult topic to talk about over the radio, but certainly an important one. But a couple of notes is taking a spousal benefit does not reduce or change the amount your current spouse, ex-spouse, or ex-spouse's current spouse okay. might receive. Okay, now that's really confusing. What we're trying to get at here is sometimes people go, oh, I'm so angry at my ex-spouse. Yeah. I hope me taking this benefit will, mm-hmm. reduce his or her benefit, or will reduce his or her current spouse's benefit. And the answer is nope, it doesn't work that way. Oh. You're pulling money off of an ex-spouse's record. It does not impact them or their current spouse.
Very interesting stuff, and always not only interesting, but very entertaining as well when you start to think about some of the inner dynamics of how this stuff works out. As we're talking with CJ and Malia this morning, this obviously a very fascinating, a very involved conversation. If you miss any part of the program, you can always financial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And as mentioned, listen back to the podcast. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge. Initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. People are wondering how much. We'll get the details next from CJ and Malia as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number 608-321-1310 gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We are talking about Social Security benefit and your spouse's record, current spouse, ex-spouse, widow. There's important things to know about this stuff. If you miss any part of today's program, maybe you stepped out to grab a cup of coffee. I understand. We know that happens. Just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. You can listen back to this and the previous show's podcasts. Also, while you're there, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. So people then wonder, I think the very logical question is, how much then can you get from in a Social Security benefit if you collect?
I'm still reflecting on how many times CJ just said the word spouse.
Yes.
What an odd word that is.
Yes,
the word spouse.
So
it's a very good question, because as a spouse, you can claim a Social Security benefit based on your own records, or you can collect a spousal benefit that will provide you 50% of the amount of your spouse's, there we go again, Social Security benefit, as calculated at their full retirement age. So that's the FRA that we speak about nearly every month here on the radio. Your FRA, you can, if you don't know what that is, you can go to ssa.gov and look at that. But just a primer on that, if you were born in 1958, your FRA is 66 and 8 months, and 1959, it's 66 and 10 months. And for all of you born after 1960, it's 67. So that would be your full retirement age. You can check online for your exact number. So that's what's important to understand, that it's 50% of the amount of your spouse's Social Security benefit, according to their FRA. So you're automatically entitled to receive either a benefit based on your own earnings or the spousal benefit based on your spouse's or ex-spouse's earnings. And what Social Security does is calculate and pays the higher amount. So many people ask how an early retirement affects benefits. So if you collect a spousal benefit and you're collecting this benefit before you reach FRA, your benefit's going to be permanently reduced. And that's really, really important to understand. You start collecting at 62, you're immediately taking a 30% reduction in your benefit. And obviously, you need to sit down and really look at these numbers with your financial advisor and your spouse and decide what makes sense for you. But if your spouse takes Social Security early, you take a spousal benefit early, again, multiplying that over the number of years, that could really have a negative effect for your future income. So things to know, if you collect any type of benefit before this FRA and you continue to work and receive earned income, you may owe some of your Social Security benefits back. So you want to be careful on that. If you're leaving a high-paying job, perhaps to start collecting Social Security, and then you say, well, I'm going to work on the side doing consulting, and suddenly you're ending up paying back some of that benefit. So once you reach FRA, you can collect your Social Security, and then you can earn as much as you want without being subjected to any reduction of benefits or a penalty. Nobody likes to pay anything back, let's be honest. Now, as of February of 2022, the average spousal benefit was only $838. So meaning, you know, if we look at averages across the United States being in the neighborhood of $1,600, the average Social Security benefit out there, 50% of that's running in the 800s. And keep in mind, whenever we talk about Social Security and understanding the program in its entirety, understand that the program itself was designed to supplement an individual's retirement income. So I say that because this is what I would call, you know, hopefully for many of our listeners, just gravy on top of what they've put away in their investment portfolios. But quite honestly, a good number of people in the United States depend on this Social Security because they've not been able to, maybe because of the type of work they chose or other circumstances, have not put away so much on the side. So I know everybody's eagerly waiting to hear about the cost of living increase today for Social Security, and that will definitely affect people out there who depend every month on their Social Security benefits. So before you apply for Social Security benefits, know that your spouse's benefit may be affected if you take your Social Security benefits early. So make sure you understand that and what happens upon the death of a spouse.
Important things to remember and consider. And of course, as we talk about this stuff, they're important decisions and you want to make sure you get them right. And there's some thought and planning that goes into it. I think one of the things too, also folks often wonder about is, and I've heard about this in the past, which is you'll hear people saying, well, I filed on my spouse's record and claimed their benefit later. Is that still around? I feel like there was a term or something for this. What are we talking about, CJ?
Yeah, great question. And the short answer to your question is no, it's generally not still around. So this becomes confusing because you may talk to somebody who's older than you who says, oh, you should do this, file and suspend, and then you draw off of your spouse's record. And then you talk to Social Security or somebody like us, and we say, no, you can't do that. And people think, oh, you're wrong. Well, Social Security recognized that they needed to start making some adjustments to the way that they provide benefits, because if they pay to you and your spouse and an ex-spouse and another ex-spouse, there's only so much money to go around here. And so they recognize that some of these strategies were draining the Social Security trust fund without providing a lot of, it was providing a lot of value to people, but it didn't make much sense. And so really what we're talking about here is you used to be able to have a spouse that would file, they would suspend their record, so it would continue to accrue, and then their spouse would file a spousal benefit off of the suspended record to get half that benefit while both of their actual benefits were continuing to grow in the background. It was crazy. I mean, it's wonderful for people using it, but crazy. And so long and the short of it is, if you were born after 1954, which is most people who are not drawing right now, if you're born after 1954, it no longer applies. You can't do this kind of file and suspend or claim off of your spouse's record without claiming your own first.
Important.
Now,
okay.
Real quickly, I before we move on, it is a little different if you're an ex-spouse. So if you're an ex-spouse that was married for 10 years or more, and you're your former spouse is over 62, you could claim an ex-spousal benefit without impacting your own record. I'm getting really deep into the weeds here now, but just something to be aware of. If you're an ex-spouse, it looks a little bit different.
Interesting. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you got questions for CJ and Malia, still got some time, 608-321-1310. It's 321-1310. Don't forget, a lot of great information available online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And of course, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. That first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Other questions too about spousal benefits? Do they increase after your FRA? What if you wait till you're 70? That and the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll get to those questions and more next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. And we're talking with CJ just before the break about filing on your spouse's record, and of course that old file and suspend, some really interesting nuances to the way it used to work and the way it simply doesn't work now. And kind of along these lines too, I think CJ, some people wonder if spousal benefits increase after my full retirement age, or if I wait till I'm 70 to claim it, will my spouse get a bigger benefit as well?
Right. So the kind of the genesis of this question is related to other Social Security topics we've talked about before, which is claiming on your own record. Everybody should know, if they've listened to our show for any period of time, you can draw as early as 62 on your own record, but it's a reduced amount. Your full retirement age is somewhere between 66 and 67, at which point Social Security says there's no reduction of your benefit. Also, there's no income limit that Malia was talking about earlier. But if you wait beyond your FRA, then you get what are called these DRCs, delayed retirement credits, up to the age of 70. So that's on your own record. But the genesis of this question is, well, how does that impact a spousal benefit? And Here's the answer. Unlike Social Security retirement benefits, the spousal benefit does not increase if you wait to take benefits beyond your full retirement age, which is currently, again, 66 or 67 for most retirees. Thus, there is no advantage in waiting beyond your full retirement age to start taking your spousal benefit. Mm-hmm. The most your spouse can receive on your work record is 50% of your primary insurance amount, which is the monthly benefit you're entitled to at your full retirement age. Again, full retirement age, somewhere between 66 and 67, depending upon the year that you were born. Now, you can boost your retirement benefit by putting off claiming Social Security until age 70 and accruing those delayed retirement credits, but they do not apply to spousal benefits. Nor does delayed retirement have any effect on the family maximum benefit. And this is the cap on how much you, your spouse, and your minor children can collect in total earning or in total on your earnings record. The family maximum is based on your monthly benefit at full retirement age. It will be between 150 and 188% of that full retirement benefit amount, regardless of the age at which you claim your benefits. Now, I know some people are going, whoa, maximum benefits, what are you talking about here? And I just want to say this is a complex topic, but where this comes from is, well, what if my spouse passed away? I am a widow or a widower taking care of minor children. Well, that's actually one of the main benefit fund, an orphans and widows benefit fund. And so where you'll really find Social Security benefits and really come into play here is when there's minor children and someone passes away. It can actually be a humongous particular circumstance. But there's still a family maximum. What if I had eight children that are all minors when I passed away? Do they get, you know, my benefit times eight? No, there's a maximum there.
Interesting. And let's get into that a little bit, Malia, about things folks need to know when it comes to a couple's Social Security when someone passes away.
Yeah. So this is something interesting, and I don't want people to get too excited about this number we're going to tell you.
Okay.
So if someone passes away, your spouse, you will continue to receive your benefit or your spouse's. Okay. So understand that you're not going to get both any longer. So this is really important too, as you're planning for future income, to understand that. The part I'm telling you don't get excited about is there is a lump sum payment made by Social Security upon the death of the first spouse, which is in the amount of $255. Okay. But after the second person passes, Social Security does not pay out a second benefit. So these are just really important things to understand that, if someone passes, your spouse passes away, you do need to contact Social Security and let them know this has happened, and they will likely withdraw that benefit from the month in which they passed, and understand that going forward, you will receive the higher of the two in your household for income.
Vital stuff, important stuff. Great conversation this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of today's program, you want to listen back as well or share it with your family and friends, you can always head on over to klaasfinancial.com. Listen to the podcast right there. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website and resource as well to learn more about Klaas Financial. Again, the website, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of your spouse's Social Security benefit might you be eligible for? Is it 25% or 50%? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer to this week's Klaas Quiz Question Week will win that $25 gift card to Dick's Sporting Goods. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office here in Madison. 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA. Thank you.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.